on May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Today we are kicking off the fun with four-time Super Bowl champ Rob Gronkowski. Plus, celebrity eyebrow queen Anastasia Soray shares her tips for shaping your brows perfectly.
It's Today with Hoda and Jenna.
It all starts right now.
So get up. Hey everybody, it is Friday. It is January the 27th, also known as Friday.
Where has January gone?
I don't know.
We blinked, and all of a sudden, it's almost Valentine's Day.
It is. But this is a huge football weekend. And to kick it off, of course, we've got Gronk with us.
I can't believe we have Gronkowski. Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, he's here. I mean, this is the guy who played alongside Brady.
He also is kind of an actor. He's been bit parts in all these things.
By the way, I love him as a commentator. I've been watching him do that. He is like, you're rooting for him. There's something about him. He's natural. He doesn't seem to care.
No.
He's
I actually
free.
Think Gronk and I are going to get along famously.
Yes, you'll headbutt, I bet.
What, you think we're both kind of meatheads?
No, but there'll be something.
A gentle headbite?
A gentle headbutt.
Okay, so the NFL season is officially down.
We've got four teams left.
Four.
Okay, so here's just in case you need a refresher. The Eagles will be hosting the 49ers. That is going to be huge. The San Francisco quarterback is new. He's like one of these guys who was like left, like, you're not going to make it, buddy. And look at him. He's leading them to possibly a Super Bowl.
Yes.
That's thrilling
and
exciting.
Can I tell you that one of my best friends from college, her brother coaches the 49ers.
Wait, what?
And he went to college with me, Kyle Shanahan.
So you're rooting for the 49ers.
So I'm rooting for the 49ers. Sorry.
I am too. I'm rooting for the 49ers,
Did you tell Savannah and Mike that?
No, I didn't.
But well, now we are.
There's a lot of Eagles fans out there. You have plenty of people yelling for you. Okay, next.
Although I did wish the Cowboys were going to be in that game. Okay, finally, the second game is the Cincinnati Bengals, and they're going to play the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think I want the...
I'm going for the Chiefs.
You're going Chiefs. I'm going to go for the Bengals so we can be on opposite sides.
Okay. Okay. So we're on the same in one game.
And we're
and the different
in the other. So what is your... Now, Super Bowl weekend is all by itself. Like, that's a whole situation.
Right.
But this is the game before the Super Bowl to determine who gets into the Super Bowl. So how do you go about your weekend?
Mainly, it revolves around food.
Mm-hmm.
But last weekend, I ate so much that I'm going to try to tame it down. Okay. Why am I taming it?
Yeah.
Because my stomach hurt,
and I've
learned my lesson.
Okay.
So it revolves around one particular dish.
Can I guess what it is?
You can, but also if you roll your eyes.
I'm not Velveeta queso in the microwave.
I saw you and Savannah making fun of my dish, but the truth is.
What are you talking about?
On Today Radio.
I haven't been on Today Radio.
Yes, you were. I will send you the tweet. I will send you the tweet. Anyway, I just want to tell all of y'all, she makes fun of it.
I said I just go boop, boop, boop. Well, that's what you do.
I tell you what's in my recipe?
Go. Okay, tell me.
Okay, it's a 16-ounce of Velveeta. You cut it into cubes.
Yeah.
You get one-ounce can of Rotel.
Rotel,
you
10
get
ounces.
One can of refried beans.
Refried beans, of course.
You cut two avocados.
Chop, chop.
You put that at the top. After it's been in a, I don't do it in the microwave if I'm serious.
You're confusing me. So when do you do the, do you cook the beef?
You cook the ground beef packet with taco seasoning.
Yeah, that's first.
Onion first. And then you put that in a pot.
In a pot.
With the Velveeta, Rotel, and can of beans.
Nuke it.
No, I don't.
On
I put it
stove,
on the pot. On the
you're
stove.
Old school.
Swoop, swoop, swoop.
Yeah, and then
take
chips.
It out. Chips in a bowl.
What kind of chips do you like?
I like all chips.
Scoop? Do you like a scoop so you get a lot?
I
love a scoop chip.
All chips are created equal.
Okay.
Okay? I love a chip because it's just the vehicle.
Okay.
And then you put the avocado on top and maybe a little cilantro, and that's your dish. So if y'all call that simple...
Well, it's not as simple as I thought. I thought you just put Velveeta in a bowl.
Well, that's what
and then
other people do when they try
things.
To copy me.
But yours is from the package.
No,
right?
No. I came up with that recipe.
You did?
I added the beans and the ground beef and some other things.
That's your
That's
recipe.
My recipe.
Oh, I thought it was off the Velveeta box.
Well, the Velveeta box has the basics. Anyway, okay. What do you plan to eat?
I love a good guacamole, but mine's very basic. I do really great avocados, mash, 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 mash. Tons of lime.
Ooh.
Tons.
Ooh.
Limey.
Yes.
Cilantro. And then, wait, you know the Tostito salsa? I pop it. And I mix it all in. Why are you so confused? Salsa's in with the guac. And
you
when
pour
you
pour the whole
thing, dump it.
So it's
in.
Half part
so
avocado,
half part salsa, and you mix it all in. It's like the best blend, and you could eat the whole bowl
so
in one second.
So are you going to make that?
I'm going to make that, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so here's a question. To go to sleep, there are some people like a silent room. They can't have any room. There's some people who need noise, white noise, brown noise, all the different colored noise.
Don't make fun of my noise.
No, you like brown noise.
I know I do, but why
but
are you...
I don't
you
know the difference. What's the
brown
difference?
Brown noise is just a little gentler.
Gentler, okay. But some people like music before they go to bed.
Okay, I like to listen to music all the time.
Yeah.
And when I'm on an airplane
yeah.
and I want to take a nap.
Yeah,
which
brief,
happens,
short nap.
Or even an hour nap.
Okay.
2 hour nap.
Okay.
It don't matter how long the nap is.
Okay.
I have a little playlist.
What's on there?
It's all slow. There's some quiet Taylor Swift.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mellow.
Exile.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
There's some, you know, just Billie Eilish.
That makes me exhale. I love that.
There's just, it's a calm playlist. And I put it on and I fall asleep and it's a wonderful feeling.
Is it a good, do you get a good rest with music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a plane.
But if you're going to sleep normally, you don't want to have music on while you're sleeping.
It depends what song it is. Not while I'm sleeping,
yeah,
but sometimes I listen. Last night, Poppy and I listened to Jolene before bed.
Mm, that's sweet.
For example, it did kind of rile her up, though. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. But I do think, I mean, to me, I didn't used to listen to white noise or anything, but I did used to have a fan right next to my bed that I just wanted those little fans, and I would turn it on, and something about the hum just kind of quieted.
Do you still have that?
I don't do that, but I don't do anything, but I have the air purifier thing that kind of sounds like that.
Okay.
But I don't like sleeping to music, and I love that music, but that mellow playlist you're describing, I have that playlist.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of the song? It's called Falling Slowly.
Yeah.
It was from that great musical that I saw a whole bunch
of
times. Yeah,
and it was also on TV.
Yes.
What was it called?
So good. Do you
Google
know it?
It. Wait.
Once.
Exactly.
I saw Once 5 times.
I saw once
times.
More than once.
You saw more. But,
wait,
it's such,
but y'all, can but we see the what music. The what the science behind sleeping with music is? Because that's what we want. Okay.
Okay.
It says... Oh, researchers analyzed 225,000 tracks on Spotify, and here are two, and they said that certain music can help you fall asleep.
Okay, let's see what they have for us. Two songs. Dynamite by BTS?
No. I mean, I all of a sudden just want to, like, go out.
Okay, let's do Billie Eilish. This is lovely.
I get this.
And Khalid.
I do like Billie Eilish. She sings me to sleep sometimes on the plane.
So what's your nighttime routine? What do you do?
I go to bed.
No, but you do something else. You brush your teeth. You read. What
I brush
are you doing?
My teeth. I put on some lotion. I read. I say goodnight
bed?
To my in my bed.
Uh-huh.
I say goodnight to my husband.
And then you
and I go to sleep.
And you close your eyes.
I don't have a long nighttime routine.
You don't. You keep it brief. Do you take a shower before bed or not?
Depending if I've worked out or not. Not always. Don't look at me like that.
That's. I think you're projecting because
no,
I'm just
I
looking
saw,
at you. No, I
saw a little bit of judgment in the twinkle of your eye, like ew.
But wait, if you don't work out, you wouldn't take a bath before.
No, because I shower in the morning. Do you not?
I shower in the morning, but I also shower before I go.
You
to
shower
bed.
Twice a day?
Yeah.
No wonder you smell so good.
But I shower before I go to bed because you know what? I think it feels like I'm washing the day up.
It
it's not so much because I feel like I. But sometimes you're just like goodbye day.
Yeah.
Good. You watch it go down.
I
the
can
drain.
Just imagine you, and then you put some coconut oil
I
all
do.
Over your body, and you
yes,
feel
I do.
So good.
I feel so good, and when I crawl into bed, I feel that's
I will
the best.
Say I do sleep better if I've showered before
me too.
Or bathed. Okay.
All right.
Coming up next, some hair-raising Friday fun.
We're playing a brand new game to celebrate National Big Wig Day. Coming up after this.
Okay, so we kind of knew this because we work here, but apparently there's a national day for everything, because today is National Big Wig Day.
Big Wig. Okay, so our team decided to put our knowledge of wigs to the test. It's a new game we're calling
Wigging Out. I thought we'd done every game, okay. But it turns out we haven't.
All right.
Okay, here to host is our suddenly blonde bombshell, Donna.
I don't know. More like a French fry.
You look cute.
I thought I'd love it, but I don't know that I do.
Okay.
Anyways, here's how the game will work. It'll be fun. Each round will bring out a fabulous wig the two of you will be playing for. I'll ask you both trivia questions about all things wigs. Okay. If you answer correctly, guess what? You get to put that wig on.
Oh.
On your head, probably. Okay. Or on top of the wigs you've already
worn. I mean, Hoda's hair is looking really good today, but okay.
Mine was too under this.
All right.
Okay, at the end, the player with the highest stack of wigs
on
her
head
wins.
Okay, got it.
So these all have to do with wig questions?
Yeah, wig questions. Okay, we're ready.
Okay, so for the first question, you'll be playing for this wig styled after the iconic pompadour of Elvis.
Oh, yeah, Elvis.
Okay, so here's the question.
Austin Butler.
On... The question doesn't correspond with Elvis.
Oh.
Okay, so on what TV show did the lead actress sport these wigs? A, 30 Rock, B, Schitt's Creek, or C,
Schitt's
Wednesday?
Creek.
Yes, good job, Moira Rose.
I remember she had pink hair.
Oh, yes.
All right, so I guess...
So you get to wear it, meaning you keep wearing wigs.
Yep, exactly.
And I ruined my blow dry.
I know. Well,
so really, I'm
we'll
losing.
We'll get a touch up later.
Oh my God, you look really interesting.
You look good.
Don't gaslight
you look
me.
You cute. Okay,
can
next.
You give us a little snarl? Yeah. I'll shook up. Okay, next, you're playing for this 1970s era Cher wig. Mm-hmm. And speaking of
Bono.
Pop stars.
Bono.
I feel like you've worn this before, by the way. What artist released a song in 2019 with the following lyric? You like my hair? Gee, thanks. Just bought it.
Nicki Minaj,
Dua Lipa, or Ariana Grande?
Dua Lipa.
No, guys.
Ariana Grande.
Don't you remember Seven Rings?
Are you trying to lose?
Now you're playing.
No.
Now we'll get rid of this. You're playing for glamour with this Marilyn Monroe-inspired wig. Thank you, Brian. Okay, so here's the question. Who told the following joke about their wigs? People always ask me how long it takes to do my hair.
I don't know.
I'm never there.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you like my fake accent?
I love it.
Okay,
no, that's me. I can't wait to see this.
This is you. I will both be matching blondes who really shouldn't be blonde.
Actually, you look good blonde, and
no,
I'm not gaslighting you.
You're gaslighting me.
Yeah, you do look good.
This does not look good. It's like a hat. Like
by the way, she has her own line of wigs you can buy, including wigs for dogs. Kind of cool.
Wigs for dogs?
Yeah.
Oh,
only Dolly Parton
cool.
could.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now this is the clown wig you're playing for.
Okay.
I know this is a big one you want to win.
Okay,
we
got it.
Which of the first five American presidents never wore a powdered wig? George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, or James Monroe? Are you confident about that?
Yeah, she already said it. Thomas Jefferson didn't wear a wig. He had a nice full head of hair.
George Washington.
George Washington.
But that
white hair?
Pictures.
He never wore a wig. He did powder and curl his own long hair in a similar style.
Wow. How did they curl it? Do you think... Did he have curly hair?
I know, I was wondering that, too. I don't know.
Well, that's the kind of information we need to know.
Did you ever go to Mount Vernon where you could see George Washington's wooden teeth? We used to go every week when we were kids.
Did you find out
the same teeth?
Wait, I have a question.
I didn't know
about
the wig.
Did you find out about how he curled his hair?
No, I didn't. They didn't have that information.
Did they have curly
irons? No, but they did have a toothbrush in those teeth, I remember.
Gosh,
I think that might be broken on here as the first.
Okay.
Okay, now you're playing for the rock and roll Tina Turner wig. Mm. Which talk show host was famous for wearing wigs, including one she named her Gail King
wig?
Wendy Williams.
You are correct.
You got it. No, it was a tie.
And she said it's the one that she wears to the gym.
That one?
This one?
No. This is Tina Turner. She wears Gail King.
Well, it's just, why don't we just both wear it?
Okay, so you're the winner. Congratulations.
We're the winners.
You get a can of hairspray.
Oh, my gosh.
So that
you're
going
to need it after that.
You can keep your hair
coiffed. Thank you, Donna.
Okay, well, we're wigging out a little because the one and only Gronk is here.
NFL superstar and former tight end Rob Gronkowski. He'll join us right after this.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
The NFL postseason is heating up, so who better to join us than one of the best to have ever played the game?
Now in his second round of retirement, it's Rob Gronkowski, but we like to call him Gronk.
Ooh. You're tall. You're just, this is our first time in person sitting with you.
Okay, we have to ask you because we've been watching you and you're doing such a great
job. You're killing it on Fox Sports.
Oh, are you, yes.
Did that come easily, that kind of job? Because that's a totally different job than the one you've been doing.
No, not at first. So the first retirement I had about a couple years ago, I was definitely nervous going on there. A lot of the time, sometimes I definitely stumbled right on the spot.
Yeah.
You definitely get more comfortable as you do it more.
Well, what we like is that you're very funny and you bring your personality.
Yes. You look like you're having fun.
Yeah,
it doesn't
that
look like
matters.
You're...
Yes, it definitely matters for sure. And that's why I love that family there.
We want to know who's going to win this week.
49ers or the Eagles. Let's go.
All right. So I'm going to be at the game, actually, on Fox, being the analyst during the pre-show. But I'm going to go with the San Francisco 49ers.
So we are too.
Yes.
Now, what do you say?
Why?
They're just so stacked.
The quarterback is cool.
I mean, the quarterback is cool, and it was just a wild story how he was Mr. Irrelevant and just how relevant he really is.
See, look at this.
And just a rookie year, which is pretty wild, but and he's making just no mistakes.
Yeah. I mean,
that's basically his job.
Yeah.
Just don't make any mistakes.
Don't mess up.
The team around him is just built so strong. Like, their defense is just incredible. And I just
look
feel
at you.
Like.
Look
okay,
at you.
I know.
Bengals and Chiefs.
Bengals and Chiefs.
Okay.
We said, we'll tell you after.
Okay. Bengals, Chiefs. I'm going to go with the Bengals.
I love
Joey B.
Look at you.
We'll see.
All right,
okay, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
All right. I'll go with the. The 49ers.
All right.
Yes, I got
Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan for the win.
They're too stacked on defense.
Can we ask you, you had two retirements, and a lot of people go through these great careers that they really enjoy, and then it kind of stops. How did you adjust to the fact that all of a sudden you knew you weren't going out doing the thing you loved so much?
You know, there's definitely times where you're struggling a little bit. I mean, I totally understand. I mean, I've been an athlete my whole entire life.
And you worked for this moment.
Worked for all those moments and then worked for this moment as well to, you know, sit back and relax. But, you know, just being around guys in the locker room my whole career, it was definitely an adjustment, definitely.
Yeah.
But my brothers went through the same process about 5 years before I did. So it's kind of find a niche that works for you.
Well, you have more time for your girlfriend.
Yes, I do.
We're wondering, now she's been your girlfriend for how many years?
Yes, about 8 years now, yes.
8 years?
Yeah, she's the best.
Now she's a cheerleader.
Yes. She's amazing.
She's amazing. Is she starting to kind of be like, you know, she's gorgeous.
Yes,
she's starting
wonderful.
To be like, let's go ahead and get married.
Yes,
or no?
Yes, she's wonderful. She's gorgeous. We met at a charity event about 9 years ago, a Thanksgiving charity event when she was a cheerleader for the Patriots. But she's wonderful.
Now, don't you like how you just went around that question?
That's a great question as well, though.
But what about Valentine's Day?
That's where we met. Yeah, that's where we
met. Was it love at first sight?
Yeah, I mean, for me it was. I don't think she loved me though at first sight. Yes.
Well, we think you're adorable. Are you going to do anything special for Valentine's, you think?
We will. I mean, it's a Super Bowl game. And we're going to be doing that. We got all the activities.
Is she going to come?
And then it's the final. Oh, yeah. She'll be there at all the activities.
Oh, cool.
I got the Gronk Beach going on. She'll be there as well for
Beach.
It.
Gronk Beach. Yeah,
and then, she's going to be there. We got Valentine's Day. I think we're going to be on the West Coast for that. We're going to be out, you know, by Arizona since we're already going to be out there for the Super Bowl. And, we're going to have some things planned for sure. It's her birthday the same week, so it's double duty. I'm on double duty.
Wow.
Okay. Yes, what a nice guy.
You recently gave is Tom Brady your best friend?
One of my best friends, yes. Especially on the football field.
You gave him some advice about dating, and you said maybe Sally Field is his good partner. Do you really? Why do you think they make a good match?
age.
Well, I mean, Sally Fields is on top of her game, and she's been on top of her game since, you know, her childhood, and she's just all the way, I've been on top of her game all the way to 80 years old now, and Tom Brady, he's 46, still in the NFL, I mean, 45, still in the NFL on top of his game, so I just feel like they're a perfect match. They just both want to be on top of their game until the day they die.
I love it, yes. John. So you also are in the movie 80 for Brady, along with Tom Brady, Sally Field, Jane Fonda, and the crew, and there's a teaser clip that I saw that somebody opens the door. There it is.
Yes.
Someone's getting handsy, and her name is Jane Fonda with you.
Yes.
Oh, and so you're also reading between a Gronk and a
blank place.
Wow. Okay. Did you write this book?
No, I didn't. So there was a book, an erotica book that someone wrote about me like 7 years ago.
Oh, it's real?
But now they kind of copied that one, and they wrote their own book just for the movie.
Oh, I love it.
It was impressive. And I was reading a couple pages. It was outrageous.
I think you need to publish that book.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, we need to mention something important.
Yes.
You are actually a paid spokesperson for
Bounty.
Wait, what?
Are you always loved paper towels?
Yes, I always love paper towels. But let me tell you,
I love
football. I'm from Buffalo. I love my wings. And you can't have football without wings, and you can't have wings without Bounty.
There you go.
You know what? You're right.
Are you a cleaner upper in your house?
Yes, I actually love to clean, for real.
Me too?
Me too. Assorts my mind. It just makes me feel great. Like, I'm not lying. It's
do you like vacuuming or wiping counters better?
I like to wipe the counters with the Bounty.
Yeah,
I
mean, with the Bounty.
You just need one sheet, just cleans up everything, and then just toss it out, and everything's clean.
You know,
and I also love to vacuum as well.
Me too.
I love to keep my room super
clean. Do you have
clean.
A Dyson?
Yes, I do.
The one that's handless?
No.
You plug it into the wall.
This is another partnership.
Well, boom, all done.
Gronk, we love you. Don't go anywhere, though, because you've got to teach us something. You've got a signature move in the end zone.
I always
And you got some other stuff. We'll talk to you coming up right after this. Thank you, Gronk. We are back with four-time Super Bowl champ Rob Gronkowski, and as a tribute to his famous Gronk spike, we're playing a game, and we're calling it
Does Gronk like it, or will he spike it?
Wow, okay, right. Here's how it's going to work. We're going to present Gronk with the topic and a corresponding football, and then if he likes it, he'll tell us why, and he'll hold it. If he dislikes it, he's going to spike it.
But I thought you spiked it when you liked something.
You're right.
You spike it when you don't like it. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Gronk.
Does he like it or spike it?
Let's start with...
Boneless wings. Mm. Does Gronk like it or does Gronk spike it?
Well, I'm from Buffalo. So
oh, no.
I love my Buffalo wings.
Yeah.
And you can't have Buffalo wings without Bounty as well. So, to clean up that mess. So I don't just like it. I love
you
it.
You love it. But you love boneless?
I love boneless wings.
Do you like queso?
I like all wings.
You like any?
All wings.
Do you like queso or nachos?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, next.
Queso. Unbelievable.
Rihanna.
Here, I'll take yours.
Yes.
As the Super Bowl halftime performer, does Gronk like
it or spike it?
I like it.
Who doesn't like it?
I love listening to Rihanna songs, so yeah, it's going to be a
What's
great performance.
What's your go-to music? Like, what do you love?
Like Flo Rida.
Flo Rida.
Oh, we love that song. That's our jam.
Okay.
This is a good one.
Here we go. Tom Brady's underwear brand.
Oh.
Does Gronk like or does he spike?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I like it because he gave me free underwear.
Well, so we actually have a photo.
Oh, my word.
Wow.
And look at that pose.
What?
The underwear made me look good, so obviously I like it.
God. Wow, that picture has a lot going on.
There's a lot happening there.
Okay, so far you haven't spiked much.
I know. I'm going to spike something.
Hopefully, maybe this is it. Okay, Cincinnati Bengal quarterback Joe Burrow's game day fashion. Does Gronk like or does he spike?
Let's see. What's his
fashion
like?
I'm a big Joe Burrow fan. I've been ever since I've seen him play.
Yeah.
In his college days at LSU. So
he can't spike. He's not going to be able to spike it.
I'm a big fan.
You got to do it.
Do you like that look? He wears like.
I didn't like the look in the middle.
Yeah.
So I'm going to spike it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just because of that middle look.
Let's see.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Oh,
my God.
Get that out of here.
Still got that.
Gronk spike.
Here we go. Fruit as dessert.
Does Gronk like?
No chance.
Why?
I don't like it.
Give him room.
I'm going to spike it. Woo!
Don't break my camera. Going out of
I mean,
seat.
I love fruit, but as a dessert.
What's your go-to dessert?
Ooh. Ice cream.
Okay.
Yeah, I love ice cream.
What's your flavor?
Like Cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream.
Oh, yes. I love cookies
All right.
and cream.
Here we go.
Last one. Boring Super Bowl parades. Does Gronky like it, or does he want to spike it?
We saw you.
Wait,
we saw you had some fun at your Remember
yes,
Your Parade.
Exactly.
What were you
if
drinking?
I do remember. Yes.
What were you drinking that day?
What wasn't I drinking that day? But let me tell you this: Whoa. A boring Super Bowl parade.
Uh oh.
I'm spiking it. There's no such thing as a boring Super Bowl parade.
Wow.
Get that out of here.
All right.
Okay.
So is there something special to the spike we'd like to learn since we have a couple seconds
yeah,
left?
So,
what do you do?
You want, when you spike it, you want the belly of the football to hit the ground. So then, kaboom, it bounces.
So you hit like down
really
like,
high in the air.
Kaboom.
And when
okay.
you throw it,
okay,
like, right there, you? That...
That
boom,
part, not on,
you
the
go
laces, not on the laces,
you
not, on,
go, Hoda.
Not on the laces. Well, the laces will send it different directions.
But on the belly.
So, okay, go. But
I'm kind of mad now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm scared
to
be mad. What are you mad about, Hoda? What are you mad?
Yes.
Ready?
Get it out.
Just think about that time.
Oh,
yes.
Good job.
That felt
go.
Good.
Okay,
there
okay ready?
Go.
Yes.
Not near me, girl.
I don't like boneless wings.
Go ahead.
I don't like them.
Hit it.
I do.
I don't like boneless wings.
Spike it.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
That was so bad.
Thank you, Gronk.
Thank
love
you,
yes.
Rob.
Thanks for coming
yes, thank
to see
you for
us.
And we'll be
it.
Watching you Sunday night, too.
Yes,
we will.
Oh,
all right.
Thank you.
Coming up next, y'all, how to get brows that wow from the woman who built an eyebrow empire. Did you know that exists, Gronk? That could be yours right after this.
I need my eyebrows.
Your eyebrows
you
are
know.
Good.
I need a little wax.
You got good brows.
Thank you, Gronk. Okay, if you're having trouble growing in your eyebrows or maybe they've gotten a little too unruly for your taste, we've got someone who can help.
Anastasia Suare is the founder and CEO of Anastasia Beverly Hills, and she's going to show us how to create the brows that wow. So many people pluck them to death
yes.
when they're younger, and you're like,
the 90s
it looked
weren't good
then,
for the brow.
But no good now. But you can fix these.
Absolutely. I created products for everyone that if they never tweeze their eyebrows, over-tweeze their eyebrows. So I wanted to give everybody an opportunity to look the best.
Okay, so let's start with our beautiful yeah. yes. Sarah Claggett.
Yes,
Sarah.
We love our Sarah. So what, here, let's
yeah, first, it. Tell us what are some common mistakes that
yes.
people do.
So I already did in a green room
oh.
her left eyebrows.
That's okay. the before picture.
Yes, that's the before. And we could look right now.
Okay, so what's the first step? What did
so
you do?
So first, you need to be in front of the mirror and measure, based on my technique that I started developing
yeah.
25 years, above middle of inside of the nostril. That should be the inner part
that's where
of
you
the
begin.
Eyebrows.
Okay.
That's where, then outside corner of the nose, corner of
the
eyes.
That's the end.
It ends.
Don't go too long.
Then tip of the nose, middle of the iris. That should be the highest part of the eyebrows.
Okay.
And you start lowering this part because you want to create an arch, keeping in mind that the highest part should be higher and this lower, the inner part.
So can you show us how to do
yeah.
that?
So I will show you on this side.
One,
yes.
Because you did that one.
Because
okay.
I did already
oh.
that.
Yeah, you could tell
so,
the difference, by the way.
Yeah, you yes. can.
So we start filling them in from mm-hmm. the upper part of the eyebrows.
Mm-hmm. Sarah has beautiful
kind
eyes.
Of beautiful.
Yeah. Now, her brows are, she's blonde. So
yes.
what? How do you know what color you should even
yeah,
be
Yeah, you don't
using?
Want to go too
That's
dark because that can look.
Yeah.
Correct. But her eyebrow, so I created this brow wiz that is our best seller. So you mm-hmm. apply it and you blend mm-hmm. to create a very natural look. Always, like half an inch here, you put less pressure. You could put more pressure from the highest mm-hmm. part towards
around.
The end.
So, but when you're looking for product, you don't want to go too dark. Do you look for honey? You look for
yeah.
names or
you
what?
Go, so yes, you go one shade darker than your original. In her case,
okay.
In your case, because we, like you and me, we have darker eyebrows, but
my hair's lighter.
Light, yes,
not,
I have that too.
You
mm-hmm.
pick one shade
one
lighter.
Shade lighter. Got
okay.
it. Got it. Okay, so let's look at Claggett's before and after, just to get a peek.
Yes,
and then we're
going
to move on
I
to Sydney.
I have this tinted brow gel
oh.
that
we're
be able to build a little bit. Color
oh,
and give
I like
more
that.
Yeah, that's
fullness,
pretty.
You see?
By the way, I'm sorry, but eyebrows frame the face.
Yeah,
if
oh,
you
yeah,
don't have
absolutely.
Those, you might as well just.
Absolutely. Eyebrows frame the face.
If you could only have one piece of makeup Yes. I think eyebrows are super important.
Oh, I like a mascara. But okay, we can agree to disagree. Yes.
Okay, okay, come down here.
All right. Okay,
we got to take care of Sydney.
We've got gorgeous Sydney. Now she has
She's got these thick ones. This
eyebrows.
This is what we're wishing for.
But this is the problem when we have super thick eyebrows. She trims her eyebrow too much, and we have a gap
Sydney.
Here. Yes, Sydney. So I'm going to fill in where. We don't have that much hair. You see, this is a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's coarse, the hair. So I'm going to
fill
it in right here.
Ooh.
Blend again.
And you brush up all the time
all
like
the
that?
All the time. You
okay,
apply
only
it, you
brush,
brush
up.
It, you apply it. I don't
What would you
have,
like? What,
I can pass you something.
I think you mix this.
Yeah, mix it.
Is this wax for your eyebrow?
So this? Yeah. Yes, that is a brow wax. Freeze that is an incredible product.
So you just, freeze.
Yes, I'm going to show you in a second.
Okay.
So this is a pen that kind of mimics the hairs.
Oh, cool.
Like, for instance, here where I don't have that much.
Oh, you
going to
hair it?
Yes, like this. Clean it before you apply
it.
And then I go in the direction of the hair growth. And create almost hair strokes.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Sydney's eyebrows are beautiful.
No wonder why everybody comes to you in Beverly Hills.
Yes.
We totally understand.
I want to show you very quickly this beautiful product that is Brow Freeze.
Oh, Brow Freeze.
I want to see.
That's it's like gel for your brows.
This creates a fuller eyebrow. You tap a little bit you start brushing them. I mean, for somebody that has beautiful eyebrows like Cindy, look at that.
Look, that's
gorgeous.
Great job.
Anastasia,
we want to thank you, Anastasia,
thank you so much.
We'll be back right after this. And that'll do it for us next week, guys. The Queen of Daytime, Susan Lucci, will be here.
Of her plus actress, Jennifer Grey.
And guys, we're hitting the road. We're going to a winter wonderland in Quebec City. Let's
very
go.
Cold. Mm-hmm. But we're excited. Uh-huh. Have a great weekend, y'all.
Bye.
You made it.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.